January 16, 1901. Jesus Christ explains to her the order of charity. As I continued to see him a little indignant with the world, I wanted to occupy myself with placating him, but he distracted me by saying to me, "The charity most acceptable to me is toward those who are closest to me. And those who are closest to me are the purging souls, because they are confirmed in my grace, and there is no opposition between my will and theirs. They live in me continually. They love me ardently, and I am forced to see them suffer within myself, impotent to give themselves the slightest relief on their own. Oh, how tortured my heart is by the position of these souls, because they're not far away from me, but close, not just close, but inside of me. And how pleasing to my heart is one who interests himself with them. Suppose you had a mother or a sister who lived with you in a state of pain, incapable of helping themselves by themselves. And then someone else, a stranger, who lived outside of your house, also in a state of pains, but capable of helping himself by himself. Would you not be more pleased if someone occupied himself with relieving your mother or your sister, rather than the stranger who can help himself on his own?" And I, "Certainly, O Lord." Then he added, "The second charity most acceptable to my heart is for those who, though living on this earth, yet are almost like the purging souls. That is, they love me. They always do my will. They interest themselves with my things as if they were their own. Now, if these find themselves oppressed, in need, in a state of sufferings, and someone occupies himself with relieving them and helping them, this is more pleasing to my heart than if this were done to others." Then Jesus disappeared, and as I found myself inside myself, it seemed to me that those things were not in accordance with the truth. And so, on coming back, my adorable Jesus made me understand that what he had told me was according to the truth. Only, there was something left to say about the members separated from him, which are the sinners. That if one occupied himself with reuniting these members, this would be very acceptable to his heart. The difference that exists is this: that if a sinner found himself oppressed in the middle of a misfortune, and someone occupied himself not with converting him, but with relieving him and helping him materially, the Lord would be more pleased if this were done for those who live in the order of grace. In fact, if these suffer, it is always a product either of the love of God toward them, or of their love toward God. While if sinners suffer, the Lord sees in them the mark of guilt and of their obstinate will. This is how I seem to understand it. After all, I leave the judgment to those who have the right to judge me, whether this goes according to the truth or not.